And now we have our reading, just one this morning, and it's from Paul's letter to the Hebrews, and we're reading at chapter 10, which is on page 283 of the Pew Bibles. So that's Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. The Jewish law is not a full and faithful model of the real things. It's only a faint outline of the good things to come. The same sacrifices are offered forever, year after year. How can the law then, by means of these sacrifices, make perfect the people who come to God? If the people worshipping God had really been purified from their sins, they would not feel guilty of sin anymore, and all sacrifices would stop. As it is, however, the sacrifices serve year after year to remind people of their sins. For the blood of bulls and goats can never take away sins. For this reason, when Christ was about to come into the world, he said to God, "You do not want sacrifices and offerings, but you have prepared a body for me. You are not pleased with animals burnt whole on the altar, or with sacrifices to take away sins." Then I said, "Here I am to do your will, O God, just as it is written of me in the book of the law." First, he said, "You neither want nor are you pleased with sacrifices and offerings, or with animals burnt on the altar, and the sacrifices to take away sins." He said this even though all these sacrifices are offered according to the law. Then he said, "Here I am, O God, to do your will." So God does away with all the old sacrifices and puts the sacrifice of Christ in their place. Because Jesus Christ did what God wanted him to do, we are all purified from sin by the offering that he made of his own body once and for all. Amen.